The Senate will come to order. Leading us in prayer today is Pastor Nancy Kapp, a Presbyterian minister from Pierre. Following the prayer, we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance led by the page of the day, Sarah Nagel from Gettysburg.
Let us bow together in prayer. Gracious God, we give you thanks and praise for life and for your abundant blessings to us. We ask that you would bless the Senate as they gather today, and we thank you for their leadership. May they be guided by you in all they say and in all they do. May they govern with wisdom and understanding and for the common good of South Dakota. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Secretary will call the roll.
Abdallah Adelstein, AIPA. Bartling, Bo, Broderick, Dempster, Dunwall, Denifan, Erlake, Gant, Greenfield, Thompson, Hanson, Tom, Hanson, Barry, Hunstead, Kelly, Kulchek, Knutson, Kelsey, Koister, Kostin, Lintz, McKinney, McCracken, Moore, Napoli, Nesselhoff, Olson, Peterson, Schoenbeck, Smith, Sutton, Dan, Sutton, Duane, two bulls. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Do we have a journal? Is there a journal to approve?
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration of the Senate Journal of the first day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Senator Schoenbeck, Chair.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Without objection, I would propose that we waive the reading of communications or messages and that those messages from the House be printed on tomorrow's journal. Are there any objections? Reports of select committees.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of conferring with the Director of Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for the distribution of official directory, House and Senate journals, bills, and other legislative printing for the two houses in the State Office with full power to act, respectfully reports. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schoenbeck, Koskin, and Moore, and Representative Rave, Garnos, and Elliott. And also, Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed the purpose of for the purpose of fixing the compensation for the elected and appointed officials and employees of the House and the Senate for the 80th legislative session pursuant to SDCL 2-5-8 respectfully reports that a salary schedule for the elective and appointed officers and employees have been developed and filed with the Director of the Legislative Research Council and the State Auditor. Respectfully submitted, Senators Schoenbeck, Bogue, and Moore, and Representatives Michael, Roden, and Harkin.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, Senator Koistra asked the senators acknowledge the presence of a few representatives from the South Dakota Dental Hygienists Association who provided breakfast in the Senate lobby this morning. Will you join me in thanking them? Also, Madam Secretary of the Senate asked that the announcement you be reminded that tomorrow afternoon the South Dakota State Historical Society reception is being hosted at the Cultural Heritage Center. The Governor and First Lady Jean Rounds will be there. That's Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. There are two featured exhibits, music, food, and various demonstrations, and everyone is welcome. That's 4 to 6 tomorrow afternoon. Are there any other announcements? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I guess I have two. Members of the body, I learned this morning that Representative Lou Siebert's brother passed away very suddenly. On Sunday, I believe, he was notified. So keep him and Carol and the family in your prayers. And Mr. President, Senate Education will meet for the first time on next Tuesday. There will be no Senate Education meeting tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator McCracken.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Commerce will meet tomorrow, room 413, 10 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Senator Kelly.
Senate Transportation will meet in 413 at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Senator Abdallah.
Senate Judiciary will meet Friday, January 14th, 10 a.m., room 413.
Thank you, sir. Senator Duenwald.
Senate Ag is going to meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in 468. I understand there's a little conflict with several members, but if you're with transportation, so you pick your committee, what you want to go to. It's a joint committee meeting between House and the Senate, so we couldn't arrive at a different time. So, see you there.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Apa.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Appropriations and House Appropriations are meeting tonight from 3 till 7 at the Knight Building. We're going to hear the budget of the Department of Education. There's an invitation to extend to all senators to sit in and listen to the appropriations process. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Hearing none, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. We are adjourned.